Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is heading to Pyongyang this morning for a trip to try to nail down details of the nuclear discussions with North Korea. The New York Times' David Sanger, whose birthday is today, says avoiding a second coming of the Iran deal looms over the talks. The Washington Post has a piece about the U.S. trade war with China, which will begin tomorrow when steep tariffs go into effect with Beijing. The Wall Street Journal quotes a Wisconsin cheese company owner who says the tariffs are a nightmare, while the L.A. Times is a story about a Trump supporter in Missouri whose colleagues have gotten fired, but it has not shaken his faith in Trump. Bob Mueller, meanwhile, has tapped into additional DOJ resources in his investigation of the president. Quick look around the horn, our colleagues at Politico report that more teachers are running this year than ever before. The Boston Globe writes about Elizabeth Warren, who has just wrapped up a Middle East tour, which included a stop in Iraq with Lindsey Graham. The president is headed to Montana today for a rally, and then he'll go to his golf course in New Jersey. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.